He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
we get a people?
Jalen Rose. DeMar DeRozan had 37 points yesterday for the Bulls in a win over the Hawks, putting the Bulls in the number one spot in the Eastern Conference. DeRozan has had 35 plus in 8 straight games. Has he played himself into the MVP conversation?
Absolutely. And I want to take it a step further with that. As a voter, I believe this is about narrative for so many people a lot of times. The Joker's numbers are probably going to be better than Giannis and Embiid, but his team's record isn't there. Mm-hmm. Giannis has been there, done that, so they may be a little fatigued, even though his numbers are just as good as Joel Embiid's, who we appreciate the fact that he's leading the league in scoring. But it's also perception about who's seeming to do the most with the least. And once James Harden returns to Philadelphia, it's going to unlock and validate exactly what I'm about to say. People are going to look back at the last 8 games and see what DeMar DeRozan has done and say, wait a minute, let me look at the standings for a second. The Bulls are number one in the Eastern Conference. So that, and then you'll pay attention to the injuries to Ball and Caruso, and you'll say DeMar DeRozan is firmly placing himself among the leaders in the MVP conversation. Look, ahead of the Heat, Sixers, Bucks, Cavs. We're celebrating those squads, and rightfully so. And look at the Nets. We're going to talk about them over and over and over again as they bring back Harden. But look who's number one, Jacoby, the Bulls. DeMar DeRozan, he and Joel Embiid, I would say neck and neck today.
Well, the Nets will be adding Ben Simmons, not bringing back Harden. But, Jalen, I have a serious question I want to ask you. They're the number one team in the Eastern Conference, but why don't I consider the Bulls a championship contender?
Fast and furious, Jacoby. If I could be where everybody wanted me to be, I'd be confused, and thank you for that correction. Here's why. Because we're only talking about DeMar DeRozan. And it was good to see Tristan Thompson just get acquired and be talked about by the sports media, not the paparazzi. It was great to see that, hanging on the rim. They probably already retiring his number in Chicago. They love energy guys. They've already made him their modern-day Dennis Rodman. And so with that, though, you know KD is coming back. Kyrie may be able to play home games. And you mentioned Ben Simmons is going to play at some point. We talked about Harden and Embiid. The Miami Heat, Bam and Jimmy, they may be getting Oladipo back. What kind of player are you going to get from him? And obviously the Bucks with Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday. So while the Bulls are a regular season terrific story at the number one spot, I don't see them as the team that's going to necessarily get out of the second round. That's another thing that's going to catapult DeMar DeRozan's MVP candidacy.
Well, another thing that has happened in the Eastern Conference, for those that haven't been paying attention, are the Boston Celtics, after a slow start, have played their way into contention. And last night, they beat the Brooklyn Nets. Jalen, are we now starting to consider this Boston resurgence as a contending team in the East?
I would say I told you so. Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that'll do that. You remember when people was questioning what Ime Udoka had, what it took to lead the Celtics?
Yep.
And even was like, maybe Brad Stevens, who was the coach that's the GM, should now consider coming back being the coach. What about those that said, break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum? Like, that was being said. You know that, right? Break up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I said that would be the dumbest move in the history of the Celtics. And look, lo and behold, the last 13 games that Marcus Smart plays basketball, they're 12-1. Time Lord actually showing up when he needs to.
Yep.
In front of the rim, blocking shots, grabbing lobs. And so their defense and adding White has really catapulted what they do. Shout out to Al Horford at an advanced age out there playing against the young fellas, switching out on the perimeter. And so I like what I'm seeing from the Celtics, and they're going to be a team, as you see at the bottom part of the Eastern Conference, continue to climb.
Well, we're talking the Eastern Conference. You have to talk about James Harden. He got his way out of Brooklyn, got to where he wanted to be in Philadelphia, and he's making his debut this evening against the Timberwolves. What do you expect from Harden and his fit with the Sixers?
I expect his fit to be seamless, actually.
Really?
And by the way, I saw the move that Big Joel is practicing, the double step back, and I've seen him do that in the game. That's travel, dog. If the ref ain't calling that travel, I don't know what is. With that being said, James Harden, he got to play with pace, Jacoby. That's what I want to see. I want to see dribble handoffs. I want to see him getting the ball on the move. I don't want to see him handling the ball 25 times and then going into his action. You know why? Because he's not going to be able to do it. Not in this situation. Maxie going to be another primary ball handler. Tobias Harris going to bring it up some. Joel is going to bring it up some. So he's got to be a mover sometime. He's got to be a cutter sometime.
A mover.
Spacer. Somebody, absolutely.
A cutter?
Yes.
James Harden?
Yes, sir.
Without the ball?
That's a part of the job description. Not only showing up with that outfit on, but also doing the things I just said. Because when you look out on the left side of the court, 15 to 18 feet, the guy that's leading the league in scoring going to be massaging that thing sometimes like Adrian Dantley. And deservedly so, because when he's been getting toward the bucket, he's been dominant. And so I think it's going to be great for James Harden to be a part of a Philadelphia team that's had success last year. They were a number one seed in the East.
Yep.
Like, I think people forget that. They were the number one seed in the East last year. They were ascending this year without James Harden. So now, if you bring the ability that we know that you have, this should be something special.
So, Jalen, we talked about the MVP earlier, and do you think adding James Harden will help or hurt Joel Embiid's MVP candidacy?
It's going to hurt it. As I just mentioned to you, a lot of it's about perception, and he's going to be now perceived as somebody that's not necessarily doing the most with the least. It's going to be like, he just added James Harden. Oh, my goodness. And so that's going to boost somebody like DeMar DeRozan, who we're going to use the narrative, and rightfully so, that he's playing with a depleted squad. But again, Joel Embiid has established so much equity in this season by the way that he's played. It's just been great to see he and Giannis and the Joker, like these big guys. And Rudy Gobert defensively, if you look at all of the defensive metrics and stuff like that. But this guy just took his offensive game to another level. It's been great to watch.
Another big that has been great to watch this season is Karl-Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who no one is talking about. However, the Timberwolves have been playing really good basketball this year, and it was D'Angelo Russell yesterday who poured in 37 points and 9 assists to get them a big win over the Grizzlies. Could they win a round in the playoffs?
D'Lo. I'm not ready to say that just yet. It was good to see him balling, and Anthony Edwards really the sky's the limit for his potential. But our guy Karl-Anthony Towns, like, he came on this show and he talked about a level of confidence that they have as a squad.
Yep.
This was a big win. Like, coming out of All-Star break, and rightfully so, people like myself, we just did the tiers in the West yesterday, right? Yesterday on the show. And we had Memphis third, you and I. And so the Timberwolves, clearly, you know Karl-Anthony Towns watched the show. They saw that too. And so, like, Ja's move, though, was spectacular. You seen him go behind the back and split the trap, Jacoby?
Yep.
Lay it up. I remember one of the first people that was really breaking, splitting traps was like Isaiah Thomas or Tim Hardaway or Mark Price or Kevin Johnson. But, yes, it's good to see the Timberwolves really, like, establishing themselves as a young squad. And this is a big win for them in the Western Conference.
It is a big win for them. They've been sort of like not discussed for the past few years, but this year it seems like they really are putting it together. And D'Angelo Russell had a little bit of that like Brooklyn Nets D'Angelo Russell last night with 37 points and 9 assists, playing really well. They're a team that you don't want to play in the playoffs. Mr. Rose, let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, they are without Chris Paul for basically the rest of the regular season. Chris Paul is expected to be back for the playoffs, but they had a 6.5 game cushion in the Western Conference going into this game, and they beat the Thunder yesterday. To me, they're my favorites to come out of the Western Conference, regardless of the Chris Paul news. What about you?
It was great to see SGA return for OKC, and I have to agree with my daughter Mariah. He got the best fashion in the league right now. For the Suns, it was great to see Devin Booker, the playmaker.
Yep.
Because so many times, if you lose your backcourt mate and you've been the best backcourt in the league, there's two ways to do this, Jacoby. Are you going to try to score more? They're going to try to make everybody around you better. And that's what I appreciate about how Monty Williams, and shout out to James Jones, Jay Hoops, my former teammate with the Suns, their president, GM, doing a great job. That's how their squad is built out for depth. And so having multiple players get in double figures and contribute doesn't put all of the offensive pressure solely on Devin Booker, a guy we've seen score 70 already in his young NBA career.
And one of the things that the Suns did, which is key if you watched last year's playoffs, is they added more depth in the front court with JaVale McGee and Bismack Biyombo. So it's not just DeAndre Ayton or Frank Kaminsky like it was last year in the playoffs. They needed Dario Saric, who got hurt last year in the playoffs. That depth up front is going to really help them when they make their playoff run. We did our tiers yesterday, and one of the things I disagreed with is you had the Warriors and the Suns as the same tier in the Western Conference. I have the Suns alone as my favorite in the West. Would you consider that now?
I'm not mad at that. They should jockey for position, and the Suns deserve the edge because they are the team that made it to the finals last year. Still got to see a healthy Draymond Green. What are they going to get from Wiseman? I love the ascension of Kuminga. You're going to get Chris Paul back if you're the Suns. But I believe those are still the two best teams in the West. And if I had to pick today, this would be the West. They would be the Western Conference Finals matchup.
When the Chris Paul injury news came down the wire, I was very concerned for the Suns. And then I thought about it, and I was like, wait a second. Chris Paul was injured in the playoffs last year. Remember, he could barely lift his arm up over his head? So I feel like this time off will give Chris Paul what he needs to rest up and be 100% for the playoffs. Could this actually, low-key, be an advantage for Chris Paul in the Suns?
I think this Chris Paul will make it an advantage. And I just want to, like, acknowledge, like, his leadership and his professionalism. As we just talked about James Harden, we're going to talk about, like, him basically quitting on the Houston Rockets and the Nets. Mm-hmm. But just think about this. And I want every young person to take solace in Chris Paul's journey. When he left the Clippers, people were crapping on his name. When he left the Rockets, people were crapping on his name. James Harden, and he didn't get it done. He went to OK Siberia to reinvent himself, Jacoby. And he didn't say, I'm not playing. You see what I mean? He went there, he led, he earned his stripes, and then they were like, you know what? We're going to reward you and trade you to a better situation. And now he's on a team that's the defending Western Conference champion, playing with the best backcourt in the league, has become the best clutch performer in the league, and I love what he's doing right now, representing the HBCU. So shout to CP3.
Shout to CP3, and don't forget, that Oklahoma City Thunder team took his previous team, the Rockets, to a game 7 and almost beat them in the playoffs. Jalen, who is joining us after this very short break?
Conway the Machine is going to be joining Jalen and Jacoby next. And you know he spits historic bars! Go get his album right now. God Don't Make Mistakes.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live from the Seaport, New York City, and brought to you by Chase. Jalen, who is joining us right now on the program?
It's a family affair. All I gotta say
yes,
is
sir.
This,
yes,
this
sir.
Gentleman, every time he's in the booth, spits historic bars. Conway,
yes,
the Machine, is joining Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome to the program. Welcome back, family. Good to see you.
My brothers. Yes, sir, man. Thanks for having me back again.
Thank you so much for taking the time today. Right now, available anywhere you get music is God Don't Make Mistakes.
Right now.
Conway, tell everybody that's been following the Griselda movement, that's been following you for so long, what they can expect from this project.
I'm pouring out my heart on this one. You know what I mean? I'm getting incredibly transparent. I'm telling my story. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still giving them that feel and that Griselda that they love. You know what I mean? For my day ones that's been rocking with me from the beginning, I'm really proud of this album right here. This is one for the books right here.
So Machinery, if you don't mind, give us a sneak peek of those that copped the album today. Who's on the album besides yourself?
Oh man, I got Rick Ross on there. I got Lil Wayne on there. I got T.I. on there. I got the incredible, beautiful Jill Scott on there. I got West Side Gun on there. I got Benny on there. You know what I'm saying? I got Derringer on there. I got Alchemist on there. And much more. Much more.
Stop the fight. Stop the fight, Jacoby. God, don't make mistakes. Stop the fight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is about to be incredible. I have to ask another follow-up question, please, if you don't mind. So in basketball, football, whatever sport, we love talking about guys getting the max deal. And not to be all in your business, but I noticed that you're going to be a free agent, sir, with Griselda and Shady. So how, for you as an artist, does it feel to finally be able to hit free agency?
It feel good. I mean, you know, I this all new for me. You know what I mean, Jalen? This all new, man. I'm learning. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, we'll see how it goes, man. The experience, you know, nothing etched in stone right now. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that this is the, you know, the end of the Griselda run for Conway, but, you know, because, you know, man, we family. We started this. We built that together. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I would love to stay where I'm at with it, for real, but we'll see, man. But, you know, like I said, I need that max, baby. I need that
Antetokounmpo
bag. Yeah, I need that bag, baby.
He said, you know, bird rights, all that.
Everything, man. You know what I'm saying? I need to be Jerry. I need that Jerry Jones bag. So I need to be Jerry Jones of the team, too. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Well, I'm a player president. You know what I mean?
You put in the work and you deserve it. Now, one thing that Jalen and I will be forever grateful for is the graciousness that you host us with when we came to Buffalo to watch the Bills wax the Texans. However, the Buffalo Bills season ended a little unceremoniously in Kansas City. So reflecting back on last year and looking forward to this year, what do you like what you saw from the Bills last year moving forward?
Everything. I liked everything. I just feel like, you know, I wish Trey White didn't get hurt, you know, but that's the game, you know what I'm saying? Injuries is a big part of it. I like our D. I like everything, man. I feel like, you know, we're a few pieces away on defense, you know what I'm saying? Like we can get a few more sacks, get a few more quarterbacks on the ground, but going forward, man, as long as we got number 17 back there, I feel like we ain't got no ceiling, you know what I mean? Fact.
I agree. I think this was one time for the Bengals. It was a magical season, but I feel like the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, I feel like those teams are clearly the class to me so far in the AFC. But I have to ask you this also, Conway. So now as KD loses Harden, as you talked about in the bars, riding to the game with him, now y'all going to be riding to go play with Ben Simmons. What do you think about the Simmons with the Nets and Harden with the Sixers moves in the Eastern Conference?
I think that was a dope move for both teams, really. You know what I'm saying? I think it was needed. But I would have to say, man, I think it's a little more scary with Ben Simmons over there in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? He's surrounded. One thing about it, only thing we could say bad is, you know, he don't shoot. But, I mean, he's an elite defensive player. Mm-hmm. He's an elite passer, elite rebound. You know, he do everything else at an elite level. And you put him on the court and you got, you know, surrounded by Steph Curry, Joe Harris, KD, Kai. You know what I mean? Like, Patty Mills. Like, man, who you going to check? Who you going to check on that swing shot? You know what I mean? Like, that's ugly. I was like, ugh. I was like, whoa. You know, Harden and Embiid going to do some special things too, but, you know, keep it a buck. Like, we seen Harden in the postseason. You know what I'm saying? How that usually turn out. Not saying that's how it's always going to be, but, man, I like Ben Simmons with our guys over there in Brooklyn. That's scary.
Would you pick the current Brooklyn Nets over the Sixers in a series?
Yes. Nets and six.
And by the way, the restrictions for the vaccination are going to get lifted, which means Kyrie will also be likely available for home games, which doubles down on what you said about Simmons doesn't have to shoot. He got snipers all around him.
Yeah, he got snipers everywhere. He don't even got to worry about that. Long as he can lock up, you know, the other team best player like he always normally do, and, you know what I'm saying, find that open guy, that's all we need. We got Kevin. We got number 7, man. So we fine on the offensive end, you know.
So I want to talk to you about the Bills a little bit more. Now, you got the suite right next to the Pagulas. You're 10 toes down with the Bills. My question for you is, with 13 seconds left and the Chiefs get the ball, how did you feel watching the rest of that game transpire?
I was gutted, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how we all can coach from our couch, watching, looking at the screen. We the best coaches in the world. We watching it. But I was like, man, why y'all kick a touchback, man? Let them, you know what I'm saying? Run some of that clock out. And I just didn't like how they just played the sidelines instead of, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Chiefs had 3 timeouts. It was just a couple little mistakes I wouldn't have did if I was playing Madden. You know, I'm not the professional, so what do I know? You know what I mean? But I was gutted watching that, man. Like, I think we could have did more to seal the deal, even though it's 13 seconds left. That's a long time, as we were shown. That's a long time. It's a lot of football.
Well, at least you're giving your Buffalo Bills and us more content to digest, because this weekend you also dropping a mixtape, right? Greetings, Earthlings. How though? Yeah. Tell us more about that project.
You know, I'm in a good space, man. I just felt like having fun. You know, I went to the studio and just threw some beats on, some instrumentals, and you know what I mean? I'm just rapping beautifully. I just, you know, it's getting back fun again for me. So that's a beautiful thing, man. I wasn't having fun with it for a while, you know what I mean? But it's getting back fun. I'm getting back to the days when I used to just write raps just to write them, just to have them, just to spit something new to one of my homies. So, you know, I'm in that space again. It's fun again, and I just wanted to do that. And it turned into a mixtape, and I'm glad, you know, the streets and the fans, you know, they're enjoying it. And it's a good appetizer to, you know, get them ready for this album. God don't make mistakes.
God don't make mistakes.
It's available right now. Now, you're talking about you just writing raps to spit something new with the homies. And now on God Don't Make Mistakes, you have Rick Ross and Lil Wayne.
Rose!
What is it like collaborating with titans in the game like that?
Man, it's unfathomable. You know what I mean? Being a young kid, man, growing up, you know, on May Street, Buffalo, New York, man, you know, just dreaming of one day being in this game and being, you know, for me, it wasn't always about just, you know, being on a magazine cover or, you know, fame and fortune. I just always wanted to get in and have people like Wayne and Raw, like, you know, just artists that I respect, like respect my craft. Like, yo, that boy nice. You know what I'm saying? So it's bucket list stuff for me. Every artist I collab with, you know what I mean? Like, I just be like, wow, man, Wayne on the drink with me. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
And I'm glad earlier when you talked about your free agency, for those that don't know, like, Griselda equals family, okay? Family. Mm-hmm. West Side Gun, Benny, Conway, that is family. Business versus family. So what is it like now for you having your brothers on your album, knowing that there are people who don't know the game that think, well, maybe there's some friction there. Maybe they ain't seeing eye to eye because he about to hit free agency. Can you break down the dynamics for those that don't know like I do?
I mean, you know, that's expected, man. You know, we built something so special to a lot of people, man. You know what I mean? We did it so fast and we did it together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of, it feels strange for people to hear, you know, these reports and these rumors and the speculation, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like you said, man, we family, and you know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's just things that need to be just, you know, ironed out behind the scenes just to make sure we are good. Like, you know, we still moving off of like paperwork from 7 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, time, you know, it's just time for the update. That's all. You know
no
what
doubt.
I mean?
No doubt.
That's it, man. You know, time to get the Maybach back now and park the Chevy.
Oh.
I gotta park the Impala, man. I need that Maybach back now.
No question.
Wow. So when we went to Buffalo, we had a great time. You know, we saw a concert with y'all, and we went to the game with y'all. And there's been a lot of controversy about me jumping through a table, whether or not I really did it, right? So What I'm offering now is if you would be as gracious as to invite us back next season, I'm jumping off something super high, and I'm going to get real white, and I'm going to break a table. So is that invite open to us for next season?
Yes, absolutely. Yo, come through. I want to see that, man. You know what I mean? I might go with – I might do the next one. I might have them line the table up, and I'll go through one too, man. Gotta ride or die with my brothers, man.
No doubt. Before we let you get out of here again, make sure y'all cop God Don't Make Mistakes from our brother Conway the Machine today. But before I let you get out of here, I have to ask you, who is somebody that you're still looking to collaborate with that you haven't just yet?
Dr. Dre.
Ooh.
I want to get locked in a room with Dr. Dre, man. I want to get locked in the studio with Dre. I know we can make some magic there. Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
I'd love to hear that.
Oh my!
But on a rapper side, that's a producer. Like on the rapper side, I really want to work with like Young Thug. You know what I'm saying? Like Young Thug stuff. You know what I mean?
Whoa. We do too. And by the way, shout to Kevin Lyles. I just did an interview with him today. And there's footage online, and we saved the clip with Young Thugger in the studio. And you know what show he watching? Jalen and Jacoby. It's on in the studio, Machine.
That's fire. Yeah, man. Shout out to Thug, man. I hope we can get one in soon.
No doubt. We need to make that happen. But it's all love and blessings with us, my brother. We appreciate you. You know we 10 tones down. We're looking forward to seeing you soon. And make sure everybody go cop God Don't Make Mistakes.
Go get that, man. Love and respect, man. You already know. Thanks for having me.
No doubt.
Appreciate you so much. We'll be back right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Love.
Doubleheader tonight on ESPN, starting with the Miami Heat traveling to Madison Square Garden to take on the Knicks. That's at 7:30. And then at 10 p.m., the Battle of Los Angeles. It is the Clippers taking on the Lakers. And, of course, preceding it all is the NBA Countdown crew at 7 p.m. with that man, Jalen Anthony Rose. However, he'll be dressed in a suit with a fresh cut.
That's right.
It is now time for a Jalen and Jacoby signature segment, Sophomore Boss Move. Jalen, for some reason, Steph Curry showed up to the game wearing a patent leather three-quarter cut trench coat to take on the Blazers. Sophomore boss move, this look.
I thought it was a boss move.
No.
I felt like it going viral was over-exaggerated. Don't it look like Neo in the Matrix?
First of all, you've never seen The Matrix. You have never seen The Matrix.
I've seen Lawrence Fishburne dressed like that on a promotion. Just like that. Same coat, same shoes with the stacks. I ain't mad at that outfit. I rock something like that. I can't front. Boss move.
The chunky boots, the patent leather coat. He doesn't even look confident wearing it. Like, you can tell from the look on his face that he's not even 100% confident in his own outfit. I'm calling it a soft move. However, it was the Warriors who made light work of the Blazers. They had 8 players in double figures. Is this sort of collective effort what they need to win the Western Conference?
And led by that guy, Steph Curry, living his best life. I saw him doing the All-Star weekend, scoring 50, making 16 threes. Him and his bride got a new show coming out. I'm happy for him. But you know what else I'm happy about? Kuminga. I'm happy about Klay Thompson. I'm really happy when Draymond Green returns and if Wiseman's going to be productive. They and the Phoenix Suns are the best teams in the West.
Absolutely is. The Suns and the Warriors and then everyone else in the Western Conference. Jalen Rose, we will be back on Monday on ESPN2 at 4 p.m.
Thank you. You are far too kind.